What disability do you have and how does it affect you?
I have mild cerebral palsy, hemiplegic. So hemiplegic is on one side of your body, so I have it down my left side, so it affects my left arm and my left leg, the whole left side.
What Paralympic sports have you been a part of?
Been a part of Paralympic football or soccer. I started that in 2009 to 2016, and I've recently joined Paralympic badminton. Prior to Paralympic sport, like knowing about Paralympic sports, I've been playing sports all my life, but 2009 was when I first found out that I was able to compete.
What is the main difference between able-bodied sport and para-sport?
The main difference in Paralympic sport is definitely a bit slower. Obviously, just depending on who you verse and classification, the skill level is obviously different. But everyone's very competitive and they train a lot.
Has there ever been a moment where your disability has been a hindrance in your everyday life?
Fortunately enough for me, no, it hasn't, because I've only got it quite mild. So no, it hasn't been a hindrance on my life at all, really. It's actually given me good opportunities to travel the world and, you know, play sport for my country. It's been really good.
You used to be part of the Pararoos, and interestingly enough, you've been one of the youngest people to ever represent the national team at the age of 15. When you first started to get into the international scene, how much did that mean to you personally?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, when I first got selected to play for Australian, represent my country, it was an amazing feeling because I'd been training a lot. I actually, the first time I got selected, I was lucky enough and fortunate because I didn't actually make a team, but then someone wasn't able to compete in that competition, and then I got the call up to go. So that was a really amazing experience, and I was very lucky and humbled to have that. And then, from there, I made a team, you know, each tournament, pushed myself to make sure that I'd make a team and, you know, go overseas and play from country.
The Pararoos have been in a financial difficulty over the last recent years. How much did that affect your ability to be able to continue the sport, considering that you had to pay for your flights and pay partly for your tours and all that? Did that put a financial strain on you personally and / your family?
It does, but you find a way to get that money, I guess, because, you know, it's something you really want to pursue. And, you know, guys, you're fortunate enough you can apply for your local grants and your sporting institute grants and stuff like that, and you can sort of get a helping hand from them. Like with football or soccer, with South Australian Paralympic program, it's sort of died down at the moment, so that was a bit hard, and that's been for the last couple of years, but I've luckily been involved in playing for my local clubs and stuff.
To many players, the Pararoos system is a brilliant family-type environment which allows similar people to connect with each other and play sport on a level playing field. Do you agree that the Paralympic football team is a very safe place for a lot of young people to start their Paralympic or sporting ambitions?
Yes, I do agree. I believe that with any Paralympic sport, if it's your Paralympic football, your badminton or your athletics, it's a very good environment for any young kid to build their confidence and their skills, and to really engage with other people with disabilities and similar disabilities, and it's really good to make a good, solid friendship with these people.
Do you ever see yourself returning to the Pararoos system, or is badminton your passion now?
I do really miss, football, and, I miss all the boys and all the coaching staff, and I miss, playing and going overseas with them. But, I have moved over to badminton, possibly, but, badminton is really my goal, and hopefully, Tokyo 2020 is where I'm aiming for. Yeah, maybe, but I mean, I did play, before even Paralympic sports, I played badminton and football, and they were main sports, and at that time, I actually had to choose which one to do, and because Paralympic football was a Paralympic sport, I chose to go with Paralympic football, so I've done that for a while, but I've always loved badminton, so now that it became, and I've asked every year, I've been asking if it's been a Paralympic sport, and then 2016, they said that it was going to be a Paralympic sport in Australia, and so I decided to pursue that.
That's a good segue into the next question. The Paralympics is something you're striving for. How do you reckon that you'll get yourself there in 2020?
I'll have to get myself there by, training lots, putting in that real hard effort. Yeah, so playing at my local clubs, you know, doing lots of training and lots of stuff to improve, because I went to a tournament last year back in November in Korea, got World Championships. I'm lucky enough to be selected for that, but their level, because I've been playing for a long time, their level was quite high, and I really have to push hard so that I can compete.
The Rio Paralympics in 2016 seemed to be a great step towards releasing the stigma of disability. Do you think people have changed their opinions on disabled athletes and how they produce results that are incredibly impressive?
Yes, I believe that people are changing their views, and the more that it's shown on TV and the more publicity that it gets, the more people will change their views and see that, you know, these athletes are very competitive and they put a lot of hard work in, and their quality is really good.
In the future, when you're nearing the end of your sporting career, what do you hope that you have achieved in that time?
I would definitely like to compete at a Paralympics. That's, you know, the ultimate goal. And yeah, I've been lucky enough and fortunate to play for my country already. But yeah, the Paralympics is really a good goal. And then, you know, I would like to help other kids and other, you know, people wanting to pursue Paralympic sport and help them, you know, to be able to do that.
Finally, what message do you have for any child / person who is too scared to try Paralympic sport and feel like it's not for them?
Definitely give it a go. It can be scary, and especially if you don't have, if you've got a mild disability, it can be, you sort of feel like, oh, what's it going to be like? What's Paralympic sport? You know, is it for me? But it definitely is for you, and you meet a great bunch of people. It's good for, you know, development. It's great competition. You know, it's really fun, enjoyable. Yeah, and I definitely recommend it to anyone who, you know, wants to try it. Just, you know, get out there.
Thanks, Ryan, for your time. Good luck for the future, and hopefully we see you in Tokyo 2020.